Lisa reminded me this morning that she has three things in common with Michelle Obama. Actually, probably more than that. But three noteworthy things. They both have husbands born in Hawaii. They both have two daughters, although Lisa's done one better. She also has a son. And here's the fun one. They both grew up doing a hula hoop. Now, how many here actually know what a hula hoop is? Now, okay, how many have actually done one? Oh, I'm impressed. I was thinking there'd be maybe five people who have actually done it. So Lisa, come up. Let me pray for you. You can tell us about your experience at her bath. Father, we bless you for this good and gracious lady and the way that you've shaped her heart, shaped her spirit, honed her mind, given her a passion for international students and for the ministry of the gospel. We thank you for the gift she is to us, and Lord, use her this morning to refresh our hearts. We bless you in your name. Amen.
Thank you. Well, actually, as a birthday gift to myself yesterday, I bought myself a new hula hoop. So you're all welcome to come visit my office. I'll bring it, and we'll do some hula hooping together. Actually, it's good exercise. Well, the world heard God speak at Urbana. The International Students Track hosted the world at Urbana 09. We hosted 625 participants from 79 countries. Our goal was to host them well, so well that they would hear God clearly and powerfully in an eye-opening, life-transforming, and commitment-producing ways. Listen to what one of them put on my Facebook. Dear Lisa, Urbana was a life-changing experience. I have experienced change in many different ways, especially with respect to my faith. I have grown closer to God and feel a greater peace at a lot of things that I used to have doubts and fears about. Also, I have made two wonderful prayer partners from Urbana with whom I keep praying and sharing God's words so that we can keep the fire of God that we receive from Urbana going. Also, I have talked to many of my friends, my campus fellowship and church about it and encouraged them to take part in the next Urbana. So you've got a recruiter already doing it. I have also signed up for a few mission trips that would be in March and July. I have also started reading the Bible in a deeper way to understand the true message from God. I really enjoyed it. Overall, God transformed me in many ways, some of which I don't even realize. But I just want God to use me for the glory of his kingdom. International student from Stanford. We hosted the world by putting together a program schedule that would combine the best of what the larger Urbana offers and what the smaller venue of the International Student Track brings. So in our program, it's pretty much the same as the Urbana program, but in the morning Bible studies, we have specifically Bible studies with and for international students. We have seminars that we offered with their needs in mind. And in two sessions, we put together a general session where everybody gathers together. And in the evening, instead of a family group, we have our prayer groups by country and by region. So that will just give you a feel of what the schedule is like. We hosted the world by having our own little orientation video to help students navigate the Urbana experience as they follow the track guidebook. So we really wanted to make sure we are helping them navigate and have a good, solid experience at Urbana. An orientation would be incomplete and inhospitable if there was no food. So you see that little box over there? Shows that we welcomed the world with bags of food as they registered. And you know how welcome that was. There was a student who even just pulled out his little granola bar for lunch. Instead of walking and braving the cold, he just sat in the lounge and ate his little granola bar. Our very own staff facilitated the Bible studies, which was often mentioned as a highlight. Inductive Bible study was awesome, one said. I love our Bible studies every morning, another person wrote. And another person also added, they had a special impact on me as my eyes were opened to the truths which were not apparent to me despite the many times I have read the Gospel of John. I have been stopped in the hotel lobby and say, Lisa, I can't believe a little portion like this of scripture could mean so much. I never saw that before. So the excitement was electric in our hotel as students come in and out of the sessions. We also hosted the world through, like I said, scripture, but also through the seminars. This particular seminar was the decision-making and the will of God, done by James Chung. He was really surprised that a lot of other non-international students came and filled the room, so you can see how popular that particular topic was. Twice during Urbana, like I said, during that whole Urbana, we had two general sessions. And of course, we wanted former internationals to speak. Ramez, former international student from Montreal, McGill University, and myself. I spoke on the Book of Esther, and Ramez spoke on Joseph, on what it means to dwell among people different from you, and mine was what it means to dwell among people of your own, or your own people. We hosted the world also with program and testimonies in the program. You find here Setsu, who is the head of the Japanese Christian Fellowship Network. In fact, that network was founded and formed right in at Urbana in the 90s when they saw the need for helping returned Japanese students because the dropout was so great after they returned to Japan. So this became a burden in the 90s. After Urbana, they formed this group and it's still going on. She was a student then and she shared about her love for her people that grew out of that Urbana experience. We also had the general track worship. Okay, this is a great team of worship leaders led by Kenny and Aklai Wallace, our staff in North Carolina. We have requests actually to say, how come we don't have our own CDs? Wow, I mean, you know, they wanted CD of the whole worship team. Singing in my own language made me realize how loved I am and that God is watching over me wherever I go, said one person. And while singing a song in Mandarin, one of the students started weeping. And she said, I didn't know God spoke Mandarin. Because she learned Jesus in the English language. She learned Jesus through English Bible studies. And she started weeping when she heard her own language being sung at the worship part of our track. Hosting the world also meant that we wanted them to have a feel of what it's like when the gospel is incarnated into a culture. The Aradhana concert was a special treat, especially for our Indian students. They were really moved by that concert because they saw and heard in their musical instrument, the words in their language, but this time they are devotions to Jesus. And one of the students from Malaysia, when she heard, they said, wow, what do I do with my Hindu friend when I return? She quickly bought a CD, and when she returned back on campus, she picked her up at her dorm or whatever, and she was a little tricky, a little sneaky. She put in the CD. As soon as her friend got in the car, she played the CD, and they were just quiet for 5 minutes. And this is what she wrote. After 5 minutes of listening, she asked about the music. And by the end of the day, she loved the song so much that she saved it on her laptop. Now she is a fan of Yesu Bhajans, those devotional songs in Hindi. I believe that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. And then, of course, we had our international lounge. Hosting is not enough if we don't provide a place and a space for people to chat, share, and process issues with others. Our international lounge was busy with students hanging out, sorting out important issues in their lives. But one steward was creative. She knew she would be sitting there for hours, so she brought her knitting needles and knitted scarves in the lounge, while students watched her finish, and then the finished product was just given. Do you want this? And they say, you're giving that to me? Yeah, it's yours. She started knitting again and gave away the scarves. So it's really something when we are able to host them. Our job, I said, is to host them so well that they hear God so clearly. Country and prayer groups were a highlight. This is the time where they're together with their people. Again, the combination of the large Urbana experience, 16,000, and they are in their small group of 5, 10, 15, 40, 50, 60, and they're all speaking the same language. It's a real highlight for them to go in there and almost just instantly change into a different person because they were speaking their language. God met people in amazing ways in these prayer groups. As you may know, an article was written about what happened in that prayer group. As we placed different country groups, Brian, you know, they put it very well that each country would be represented. So each country had their own room. And the countries were Taiwan, Hong Kong, and China. So, and they all put that those countries as their countries, and they had their rooms. Well, that evening, I was walking into our lounge, and I saw these two men rushing and said, something is happening, something is happening. And I kind of just followed, what's going on? And they headed for Brian with the video. I said, Brian, is it okay to video what's happening? And Brian didn't have any clue what they were talking about. He said, something is happening in the prayer group over there. So I ran. I wanted to be like, you know, the women at the resurrection of Jesus. I wanted to beat the guys and make it there, you know. And I stood there, and here was our staff worker gathering the different, of course, they all looked Chinese to me. I couldn't distinguish between Hong Kong and Taiwan and, you know, and China. But she started saying something like, let's get to know each other. Reach out to someone who is not from your country. Then I found out that the group from China decided to invite the group from Taiwan. And they were divided by a wall. And before they received accepted the invitation, they started praying and worshiping. And after they worshiped, they tore down the wall. And the two of them got together. And then they said, well, let's extend it and invite the people from Hong Kong. And they tore down the wall. And before you know it, there was a huge gathering of students from these three countries who will never be in the same place and talking to each other. God has done a marvelous thing. They take this back to their campuses that God can do. Something that is unheard of in their personal history and experience. And not only that, the next evening at 1 o'clock, I was in the track suite hosting people at 1 in the morning, and I got a text. Lisa, you need to come and see this. I said, I cannot be in two places at the same time. Well, it is exploding. All these Pan-Asian delegates were all gathered together. And they were praying for each other. They were asking forgiveness. The Koreans asking forgiveness. You know, the Japanese asking forgiveness. And God broke their hearts for their own people as they sat there, stood up, cried, worshiped, and prayed for what God can do through them and among them. This is their experience of God dwelling among them. They didn't have to wait until they got to a different neighborhood. God decided that neighborhood is where he was going to appear, and he did. And they were blown away. They were blown away. Walking down the hotel lobby, like I told you, it's just everybody's just, you know, coming and going and sharing something. And this one girl, there were two ladies walking, and said, Lisa, remember those questions I asked you late into, you know, like late at night? And yeah, I think I have them answered now. And I want you to know that I gave my life to Christ. And I want to be a missionary to my country. I mean, just all in one breath, you know? My questions are answered. I'm a Christian. I'm going to be a missionary to my country. And then she was walking with a girl from another country, which is restricted, and I cannot mention. And she chimed in and said, Lisa, me too. I'll be a missionary to my country. Like, there is this positive competition about who's going to be the missionary. And it is marvelous. It is just amazing to see places where there is really no witness in those countries, and you have students who are standing up and saying, I have found who Jesus is, and I want to make a change. And a number of students have said, God has given me a new love for my country. I want to go back to my country. My love for my people has increased. I want to be a missionary in my country. It is truly amazing. And one Japanese student sent me, just on her own, she said, I want you to know that I learned at Urbana that Japan is one of the second most unreached people group. She learned that in Urbana about her country. They have no access to know Jesus compared to poor countries where Bibles and churches do not exist. In one of the meetings I attended, God gave me the scriptures. Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you are alone of all the Jews will escape. If you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this. I am a woman, a foreigner, in a persecuted group, living at such a time as this, like God wants me to be spoiled and living in comfort all the day of my life. But because he wanted to prepare me to go back to my own country to share him, like Esther, I am in the position where I can save my own people. Japanese are lost. They are not going to know God unless somebody tells them. And then she goes on to say, I am ashamed of my people. I don't like my people. I run away from my people. But God has changed her heart. And she's saying, I don't know what God will do in my life, but here's one thing I know. I'd like to work as a full-time missionary. Maybe I can be a bridge between the American missionaries and the Japanese, because I know both cultures. You know, when I hear something like that, when in the first day of Urbana, you put a slide that says, these are the unreached peoples of the world, country after country. And after 9 blocks of walking, I go to a hotel and find people from those very countries that are unreached, and they are worshiping God. And they are turning their lives to Christ. It is an amazing experience. And like John 20, John says, there are many more signs that Jesus did, but you won't be able to bear them to hear them all. So the rest are going to be on our website. John didn't say that. But you will be treated to a lot of the stories. We had journalists within our track that we assigned, staff and stewards who collected stories after stories. And Brian is putting them all on the website. Hosting the world is exhausting and exhilarating. It's just like a big wedding that we all put together, except it was out of town. You know, we were all busy putting this together. And after all the guests have gone, we were left with empty cups and trash and dirty linens and dirty towels to clean. And what I discovered is during the time when you are putting together in your mind or in my mind what God has done, it is at that end when the guests have all come, when God comes to us. And he came to me and he said, Lisa, you're tired. I am. You woke up real early and stayed too late. Yes, I did. But I couldn't help but just give all of my time for that week that I knew would be life-transforming, eye-opening, and commitment-producing for these students. And this is what God said to me. I called you for this job. I called you for this job. Remember when you were in the Philippines and you asked me, God, what is my part in order to bring the gospel to the world? And God was clear again and renewed my calling and said, I called you to reach the world through these international students. The story is not over. It is still being written. I don't know what they will do with the commitments they made, but I know that God has spoken. Students listen, and their lives are forever changed. Thank you.